CP2. Follow Joseph's pattern and practice forgiveness toward one another in the Lord. Roman numeral 4. In order to reign in life, we also need to be under the rulership of the Spirit. The record of Joseph's life is a revelation of the rulership of the Spirit. For the rulership of the Spirit is a straining aspect of the mature saints. It is a life reigning in life, being under the restriction and limitations of the divine life in the reality of God's kingdom, and it is higher than any other aspect of the Spirit. Genesis 45:5. And now do not be grieved or angry with yourself because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. 50:20. Even though you intended evil against me, God intended it for good. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, those who are called according to his purpose. F. Joseph is a living illustration of what is revealed in the New Testament. He was a self-denying person. You have no self-interest, self-enjoyment, self-feeling, self-ambition, or self-goal. Everything was for God and for God's people. Joseph's self-denial, his restriction under God's sovereign hand, was a key to the practice of the kingdom life. G. Joseph's realization was that it was God who sent him to Egypt. In Genesis 50:20, he said to his brothers, "Even though you intended evil against me, God intended it for good." This is the reality of Paul's word in Romans 8:28-29. Joseph received, as from God, all that his brothers had done to him, and he comforted those who had offended him. What grace and what an excellent spirit he had. H. We have to use the divine telescope to see through times and behold the New Jerusalem, where there is nothing but sheaves full of life and stars full of light. More the mature in life we become, the less we will speak negatively concerning the saints or the church. Often when Christians forgive someone, they say, "Yes, I forgive you, but I also want to remind you of the seriousness of what you have done." This kind of forgiveness does not mean anything, for actually, it is not forgiveness at all. When Joseph forgave his brothers and comforted them and told them not to be angry with themselves, but to forget what they had done to him, he said that they are selling him into slavery with God's doing preserve life. Joseph did not blame his brothers what they had done. Rather, he regarded them as God's helpers. Applications to young people, college students, new ones. Ephesians 4:31. They are bitterness and anger and wars and clamor and evil speaking be removed from you with all malice. 32. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ also forgave you. Footnote, tender-hearted. Only by enjoying Christ as grace and the reality can we be tender-hearted and thus be able to forgive one another. Footnote, forgiving. Or show the grace to. Brother Wittensley said that the lack of a forgiving spirit among us is the cause of the lack of increase. Japanese people are very detailed, so they tend to remember other people's travail, bad behavior towards them, for a long time, and it is difficult for them to forgive others. And you as a saint person should follow Joseph's pattern in the Lord and practice forgiveness towards one another. Testimony. During my 2 years of training in Taipei, I was able to see the white hearts of the co-workers and responsible brothers, and the patterns they set in practice of forgiving and accepting each other. It enlightened me how narrow-minded I was, and what I realized when I began to rely on the Lord's grace, forgiving and accepting each other during the full-time training, was that by forgiving others, I myself am freed from the bondage of sin. I was the leader of the gospel team and received a lot of criticals from the members. Several of them said that they did not like the fact that the leader was Japanese, not Chinese or American. I realized it and was angry in my heart. But being angry won't solve any problems. So I went to the Lord. When I was in fellowship with the Lord, my inner sin, shortcomings, and weaknesses were enlightened. Then I confessed my enlightened sins one by one. I asked the Lord for forgiveness and was cleansed. Then I tried to forgive them and accept them. There were some things that did not work out immediately, but first of all, I found myself relieved. I also understood that my forgiveness of others was actually being bound to sin. Furthermore, I was able to recover no more fellowship with the members of the group. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, Joseph took the evil that his brothers had done to him, asked from God. He forgave and even comforted his brothers. It is because we are bound by Satan that we cannot easily forgive others because we keep remaining the little bad behavior of others towards us. Only by enjoying Christ's grace and the reality can we forgive others. We follow Joseph's pattern in the Lord and practice forgiveness